Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We give thanks that almost every Thursday we get to talk to our friend Lucy Burge, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Unfortunately, last Thursday was Thanksgiving, so we missed out. So Lucy is back. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. She's from DraftKings, and she joins us now. And so where are you on Thanksgiving? Obviously, you always post on social media that basically everything that gets posted food-wise, you say you would eat. So are you a fan of Thanksgiving?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's great to be back on with you. I am a big fan of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving food, and I hear a lot of slander against Thanksgiving food. And why is it, if it's so great, why do we only have it once a year? That's what makes it so great, is that we have it once a year, like something like stuffing, or some people call it dressing, or the sides, or the turkey. And I know some people have ham. My thing is, have whatever you want on Thanksgiving. Just the whole point is to eat a lot of food and to be around people that you love. And that's really the point. So I love it. And so I don't have any hardline anti-Thanksgiving food takes. And everything that I had was a wood. And everything that I saw on social media, people posting their food, also a wood. So I am very open to any Thanksgiving foods. So I love Thanksgiving.
You love Thanksgiving. You also love Eminem. And M made the appearance during halftime in Detroit. What did you think of it? Where did he rank in your Spotify rap?
Yeah, can I tell you guys something? Is that I know people eat Thanksgiving dinner at different times of the day. My family generally does it at 2 o'clock, and that is when we were eating that day, and that is when Eminem's performance was. So I missed it live, and I had no idea, because I thought my mom was making sure. She was like, is it okay? It's okay that we eat at this time, right? Like, you're to miss the halftime show. And I said, oh, yeah, it's fine, because it's just going to be Jack White. Eminem's just producing the whole thing. Shows how much I know, because he then came out and performed. So if, you know, if I had an inside Eminem source, which I clearly very much need, I wouldn't have missed it live. But it's okay. I came back to my phone to a bunch of texts like, oh, did you just pass out? No, I didn't, because I wasn't watching it, sadly. So I did watch it, I think, 105 times after. And it was beautiful. He just did. And I think the fact that he did Till I Collapse is refreshing. And it wasn't Lose Yourself Again, which is a great song, but it's something different to mix it up. So I was a million out of 10 performance from Eminem. And Eminem's grandson was there to watch him perform. The best part of it, Haley, his daughter, mm-hmm. and his grandson were both there. So Elliot. So, to see his grandson watch him perform was pretty cool.
You are our Jordan or Jordan, whatever, Hudson correspondent. You had a lot of scoopage for us on her involvement in the adult cheerleading team. Do we know how they fared? I would say, since that is humans who pick like the score, right? Because it's like graded by humans. I'm guessing she mean mugged everybody and intimidated them and made sure she won. Do we know how her team did? Was there any fallout from the big tournament there? I guess it's a tournament. I don't know what they call it, competition in Raleigh with her adult cheerleading team.
Showing off her abs, I'll tell you that.
Her abs, and Code Black is the name of the
Code
team,
Black, yes.
Don't you know? And Code Black is the team that you, I think they're all the other teams, based on what I saw on cheerleading Twitter, which did find me after I tweeted about this. People are like, how could you say that about Code Black? I don't know how I could say it about Code Black. Big fan. We love Code Black. And that's the team you like want to be on if you're in adult cheerleading. Code Black is like the top tier team. And so I think they won. Like, let's just say they won,
sure,
because they won our hearts, obviously,
yeah,
because they, I mean, you like all the other cheerleading accounts or people who cheer on Twitter were like, no way, Code Black is in the news. And I'm like, yeah, they're like known around cheerleading, I guess, as like the team. So then we see Jordan, who did win, let's say,
sure,
the competition, big trophy, I'm sure. She was at a gas station. I think it was like TMZ or some paparazzi caught her on her way to cheer with her abs, looked phenomenal in her Code Black shorts, Code Black top. So she's still going to the gym to practice every day, and this is her passion, and I think it's beautiful because she looks great doing it too. So still no confirmation on how she did her hair like that, but it looks amazing.
What do we think of Bill's abs? Do we think Bill's probably ripped, shredded?
No. He's probably totally ripped, as we saw in the ring camera footage. He
yes,
looks
yeah,
like he has rock hard abs that are, you know, beneath there. It's not glamour muscles, it's for strength.
There you
so
go.
You can't always see them, but they're there. They're definitely there.
I saw, and we're talking with Lucy Burge, Inside Access here on The Fan. I saw, according to one rating system, that North Carolina, the 17th ranked recruiting class, early signing day. So is Bill going to have a year two at North Carolina, you think?
Yeah, he also just lost a linebacker to the transfer portal. So things are going phenomenal. People
yeah,
are leaving left and right. People, the kids don't want to be there. I would think that maybe they come to some agreement where just everyone involved, it's for the best, that maybe he retires from coaching. But to have to, I mean, maybe the sad thing would be is he attempts to go back to the NFL and
oof,
no team wants him. That would be the saddest thing. So the tricky thing, I think, for Bill Belichick right now is how does his career end? Because if it ends with a season like this in college, that would be like if Tom Brady's career ended without winning a Super Bowl with the Patriots. His last season with the Patriots was his last year or something. Like, it would be really sad. But he has put himself in a position where it can't really end on a high note. So I could see them saying it takes a couple years sometimes for a new college head coach to really get going and kind of gain momentum and do well. But if you have articles coming out about parents saying the kids are not benefiting from it, I don't know where you go from here. So if I were making the decision, I would say, you know what, Bill, thanks so much, but maybe explore a different avenue for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Wow. What a line.
It was so bad.
Lucy, going in a much different direction. I wanted to ask you this a couple weeks ago, but we ran out of time. I got excited when I heard that Jason was watching the Detroiters and he really liked season one. Then he watched season two, didn't like it. And then he watched Friendship, didn't like it, and he's way out on Tim Robinson. Is Tim Robinson just a generation thing? Like, I don't know. What do you think?
So I feel like it might be a generation thing. I think it's a lot of a type of sense of humor that you enjoy type of thing. Because what I have seen with people who a lot of people who do not like I Think You Should Leave, they're like, what is this? The same thing with Friendship, the same thing with Share Company and Detroiters. Detroiters, I think, maybe could reach a broader audience because it's a little more of a like situational comedy TV show. But I think the other things that he does, it is just a sense, if it tickles the right part of your brain and you just get it, then it really, it's tough to determine who really age-wise or like what, who is going to like it. If you can see that type of comedy and you just like it hits you, then yes, it's good. But it's either you love it or you hate it. Like there's really no in between where you're like, oh, I kind of like it. No, it's like you get it or you don't. Like you just either do or you don't. There are things I don't get also where I'm like, oh, I don't think this is funny or something. But the thing with I Think You Should Leave is this like, It's a type of, it's very, it's a type of comedy that is a little different now and a little different. It's like no other show that I've ever seen. And it's like, no, like, same thing with Chair Company, even to a greater extent, because it's like horror and terror and suspense. And then boom, there's a funny line. And it's so ridiculous and so dumb that it's so, and the thing with Tim Robinson is that the Chair Company and I Think You Should Leave are both shows that I have never seen another show like them, but the two shows themselves are so different. So it's just unbelievable what he does.
Now I forgot what I was going to ask you.
I got it.
We're in the hot stove season. Oh. Your socks have not done much, but I see your guy, what's his name? Hogsdale?
Hogsdale.
He's advocating for them to trade an outfielder and not the one that you want traded, Mr. Duran. Have you heard of these rumblings? Are you still willing? Because you laid down the law with the Sox a few times with us.
But she backed off.
If they were to trade, you backed off. But I'm just wondering. But that's why I'm wondering where things stand now. Like, if he's dealt this offseason, do you have any ultimatums or anything you want to say to the Red Sox front office before everybody gets to these GM meetings?
Yeah, I have never heard of these rumblings, not one word. No, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. I would say to the Red Sox, because now I get the sense that they think Sonny Gray is the number two, and they are, and I think the messaging that the front office gives to the media is in part to fans and in part to other teams, where they want to, negotiating tactics that they are using in that too. There are, I would say, two outfielders that they could possibly trade. There's Willy Abreu, and then there's Jarren Duran. Mm-hmm. And the trade value for Jarren Duran is pretty high, and they are valuing him highly in trade talks. But Willy Abreu just won a gold glove. So I feel like that is also something that is valuable to a team looking for an outfielder like Willy Abreu. What I would say to the Red Sox is that I think it is important to also keep in mind when you're thinking about which player to trade is value to the fans, to the team, in terms of Jarren Duran is very popular with fans because he is very front facing to fans, where he signs autographs after games. He's very involved in mental health causes. So that is something I would say to keep in mind. He had, I believe, the highest selling jersey on the team also. To just keep that in mind when you're thinking about who to trade, but of course the return, because they are not going for, reportedly, they are not willing to trade him for less than what they think they deserve in return. So they're keeping their options very open, I think. So I would, if I were to pick an outfielder to trade, if I were the Red Sox, I would go with Willy Abreu.
Lucy, we got a good Thursday night football game tonight, Dallas and Detroit. Where are you leaning?
Well, I am going with the Roar Boys and the Detroit Lions -3 because they need a win very badly. As Dan Campbell said, time is running out for them. They're kind of in a very low spot, so a win would be great for them too. And they have lost 3 of their last 5 since their bye, so they really need a win. So I think they can get it together and win by 4 points at least, -3.
Lucy, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me at DraftKings, where you can get the Lions to cover the spread. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lucille Burch. And also on NESN here in Boston.
Nice.
You can find me on TV here.
Excellent.
If you have NESN 360, download the app.
Is that weekly, daily?
Don't worry, Wyman's got it.
Yeah, I don't have NESN, but I will.
It's pretty weekly. It's pretty sporadic. It's always kind of a surprise, you know, if you turn on NESN and see if I'm on.
Yay.
We'll try to find it. Lucy, you're the best. We will chat next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
We'll talk Orioles with John Mioli from the Banner coming up at 4:30. But coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner and take a look at what else is going on in this division. Obviously, Lucy mentioned the Sonny Gray move, but the Blue Jays, they signed Dylan Cease. What do we think of that contract? And could the Yankees be on the verge of a trade? It's the hot corner next here on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Go on the fan.
You know, playing this team the last few years and seeing their young core and, you know, how tight-knit they were. And I've known a couple guys that, you know, I've played with this group the last few years, and, you know, they had very good things to say about them and the new coaching staff. You know, I've heard a lot of great stuff about it, so that really, you know, drew me to come to Baltimore. And, you know, obviously it has to be a two-way street and free agency, and they were very interested as well, and obviously we were able to strike a deal.
So that's Orioles' new closer, Ryan Helsley, talking about the process of signing with the Orioles. The Orioles have been arguably the most active team so far this offseason, making four moves, but they haven't made the big moves yet. And
little known fact about that street he's talking about, that two-way street he's talking about, it's called buy low on a one-year lane. That's what
with a second-year option.
Yeah, yeah. That's the name of that street.
That's way too long of a name.
Yeah. Buy low on a one-year deal lane. Yeah.
A lot of hyphens.
Taylor's
version. That's the only street they troll.
Yeah.
And some bars in Towson, allegedly.
Wow. The Blue Jays, they troll in pretty high waters. They have signed Dylan Cease to a seven-year, $210 million deal. Now, there's some deferred money making the present-day value $184.6 million. Alas, what'd you think of the Cease signing?
I think it's an indicator that you always have to pay deeply and steeply for pitching. And I think this group of executives who had sticker shock about people like Eovaldi and all these other what we consider to be fairly valuable deals in the past, the Royals, some of the things they've done in free agency, pitchers we were espousing at the time. I think it's just one more indicator that no, they're not winning. They're not winning any negotiations via free agency, like maybe for Michael King, but not anything above that. I don't believe whether Framber knows them or not. I don't think they're going to give the kind of guaranteed years it's going to take. So I think it throws them where they always want to be anyway, which is trying to acquire somebody with 1 year left on his contract, because that's 1 year lane. That's their street.
They do like it.
They've never given out a legit multi-year contract without the opt-out after 1 year. And Cease getting a seven-year deal when he's 30 years old and coming off a subpar year, they were never going to swim in those waters. But it tells me the Blue Jays, look, they're going for it. They're spending money, and they're going to be one of the higher payrolls in all of baseball. After coming this close to getting a World Series, they're not resting on their laurels. And Bo Bichette, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, like, they're not falling off a cliff.
No, they've gotten even more aggressive.
Yeah. And there's all these Yankees rumors about Alcantara.
Yeah, I was getting to that,
Now, if he, I don't know if he's going to get back to being what he was, but if he were to, and Cole comes back and he's anything like Cole, I don't think Michael Eisen is going to do enough in free agency or trade or hot stove or off season, whatever you want to call it, to make them any more than the third best team in this division. And he won't put much out there in terms of expectations. And he won't talk about World Series, even though we haven't had one around here since I was 9 years old. But he did say that, you know, the goal is to compete in the division.
I was at game two, Bone.
He said the goal is like to win the division. 12. Well, we'll see. We'll see how badly he and his billionaire overlords really want that. Because I suspect they don't want it as much as the Yankees, who don't want it nearly as much as they used to.
No.
Or the Blue Jays.
They do want it.
For starters. Yeah, for starters.
Coming up next, John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. What does he think about the moves the O's have made so far, and what does he think is to come? We will talk to John next here on The Fan. Winter meetings are this weekend in Major League Baseball. The Orioles signed a closer last weekend, Ryan Helsley. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline, talk some Orioles baseball with John Mioli, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. And John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what did you think of the Helsley signing?
I was pretty positive on it. I've heard from people around the game that the Orioles have kind of coveted him for a while, been looking at him at the trade deadlines when they were buyers. They were the team, I think, that thought a little bit about him being a starter at some point. But overall, this is, you know, being proactive about a need. And we're talking about a two-year deal with an opt-out, so it's not like they, you know, mortgaged a lot long-term to do this, but they signed one of the best handful of closing options on the market, and they did so relatively early. And I think when you view it through that lens, and you know, we're not talking about a super high bar for Ryan Helsley to be the best free agent reliever the Orioles have signed. Many of them haven't even pitched for them, let alone pitch well. But I think when you look at what he brings and what the Orioles were willing to do, I think it speaks well to how the offseason has started on the free agency front.
They're certainly banking on a bounce back to 2024 when he led the majors in saves, but
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Opponents hitting 422 off his four-seamer. Does that give you pause at all?
A little bit. I did some, you know, channel checks, and I know some people who have worked with him before. And, you know, we're talking about a closer who basically has two pitches. And, you know, the pitch tipping stuff that they talked about with the Mets has always been a thing to some extent with him, from my understanding. He's also somebody who, more or less, you're getting one of two pitches from. He's either throwing his fastball or he's throwing his slider, and there's a little cutter and a little change mixed in from time to time. And over the course of a long career, it's, you know, I think it's just as much tipping as tendencies that made him particularly predictable. You know, fastball shape stuff can change from year to year. His has fluctuated, I believe, in a pretty significant way from year to year, but more often than not, it's effective. And that's the type of stuff I think that you can, you know, you can iron out and can reset with good off-season work and just starting your spring in a good place. But, you know, that is a worrying trend, but I think it's one that you can absolutely get your arms around. And when you take the full context of what he's been as a big league pitcher, it's not like he is deteriorating or declining. He just had a bit of, you know, a statistical hiccup there.
When I look at what's happened to this point, and there's obviously a long time to go in this offseason, but it's hard for me not to view it through the prism of I've seen this all before. And there's been talk about introspection and soul searching and yada, yada, yada. But you rented a bat whose power over on base, power over really anything, and he's not athletic either, you know, and he's a little advanced for 1 year, $13 million. You're now renting a closer who's coming off a down year, which we've seen them buy low on closers before, albeit he's got a higher profile than most, but it's still at its core a 1 year deal. There's been all the same rhetoric about we're in on this and we're in on that, whatever in on means, but it doesn't mean signing those guys. And then I'm even looking at the whole big picture and saying, like, they let their main radio play-by-play guy go, because he wasn't very good, because everybody would say, no, he was really good. It's got to be because of money, and these are private equity guys. Is any of this red flags for you?
You know, Jeff is far and away, you know, among the best at what he does.
Yeah.
that they have around here, and that's its own. I think that's separately. I don't understand why. I don't understand why that happened, and as a friend of his, I'm obviously not happy about it. But I know some other team is going to get a good radio announcer who's going to.
Well, I bring it up just because, they haven't invested in Masson, they haven't invested in their broadcast team. You know what I mean? We built the scoreboard, like they got that from us. Like I'm just looking at the whole innards of it. You know what I mean? And saying like, I don't know, man. Like I don't. Are they running this to make profit?
Yeah, I think the crux of what you're talking about and what this offseason has been about for me the whole time, it's like, all right, you say you want to do all this stuff. There is absolutely no reason not to now. And if they don't, again, like I understand that you can want to sign Dylan Cease just as bad as the next guy, but if somebody does, you don't. But if they don't do the thing that they've said they were going to do and do the things that they need to do, then it's fair game and it's open season. And I keep going back to because it's such a striking thing and it feels so outside of how they typically operate. But after the season ended, Mike Elias said he wanted the Orioles to be a team that people considered a contender to win this division, mm-hmm. which would make them one of the best teams in baseball by extension of, you know, teams from the A least going to the World Series the last 2 years. And running it back and making a bunch of near-term fixes is not going to make anyone think that. Mm-hmm. So to do that, you have to sign the big pitcher. You know, I don't think there's going to be a lot of questions about the ninth inning now from the outside based on what they did. They needed a closer. If they signed a pretty good closer, you can check that box. But nobody's going to look at short-term fixes in the rotation and say, oh, this is a team that can now win the division. Maybe they think they can do that, but I don't think mm-hmm. – I don't think they think that. I think they believe that they need to go to a bigger scale, to a bigger commitment level than they have. And I think that extends to the lineup too, because you mentioned Taylor Ward and you look at this outfield and there are some nice players there. But if you trade Grayson Rodriguez for a variety of reasons, including you just want to know what you're going to get in this very important 2026 season, there's a lot of, That's not necessarily the stablest Jenga tower out there in the outfield either. So
you need to
upgrade somewhere to have another player you can rely on. And to do that, you have to spend. You have to do the things that, you know, make those bold trades that they've been reticent to do. And I think they know that. And all this comes down to is this is the prove it offseason, because I don't think this team is going to be able to, you know, stomach another year out of the playoffs, which is what will happen if they don't do what they are setting out to do.
Talking to John Mioli, Inside Access here on the Fan, I'll ask a simple question. Are they ever going to sign a real long-term deal Like, are we going to see that this offseason?
I think about all the time when you ask me about them signing, you know, one of the three big free agent starters last year, and I said yes because it felt like the obvious answer. But like, it feels like the obvious answer that it has to be yes. It can't not be yes. And you know, we're not talking. I don't think there's many Dylan Ceases out there, but there are many pitchers, starting pitchers on this free agent market who are worthy of real multi-year deals worth real money. And yes, the Orioles can go and make any kind of number of trades and get somebody who's controllable and a little less expensive. And you know, maybe they'll do that. But for them to get the kind of rotation help that it feels like they need to sign someone to a long-term contract worth a lot of money who everyone acknowledges is good. That means competing with some amount of the 29 other teams and outbidding them all and saying, you are – the guy we want, this is the spot you want to be in. Here is why you should sign with us. And, you know, there's a lot of conceptual reasons for that, but there would also be a large number attached to it. And their number just needs to be the largest. And so the answer, I think, is yes, because I can't, I truly can't, sitting here a week before winter meetings, I can't imagine a world where they don't. And this offseason goes any kind of well.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you
as always
for your time. We appreciate it. Hey, the winter meeting's coming up. Maybe we'll have something to be excited about.
Hey, it's going to be warm at least.
At least for you, yeah. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Coming up next, Ravens spoke yesterday. Actually, the injury report just came out. And interesting, Lamar did not practice due to a ankle, so it's the same. Travis Jones was a personal reason he did not practice. Bateman, Robinson, Walker, Washington, and Wiggins all limited. I bring that up because Walker and Bateman were full yesterday, limited today. Alas, they spoke after practice yesterday. Let's hear from a couple guys we haven't heard from in a while. Aloe Gilman. I don't know if we ever heard from Aloe Gilman since they brought him in. And Rashad Bateman. They spoke yesterday. What did they have to say? We'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
I've heard a lot. I've been told that I'm not a Raven yet until I, you know, beat the Steelers. So probably too much times at this point. So, you know, it's getting ingrained in me. I'm excited for this opportunity. Records at this point don't mean much. This is just about the AFC North division game, rivalry game, going out there and playing ball and playing to our standard. And so I'm just grateful to be a part of this opportunity, man. I've played in some rivalry games in the league and in college, but nothing like this. So this is a first for me, and I'm excited.
To Aloe Gilman talking about he's fired up for his first Ravens Steelers game. I do ask again what their standard is, but alas, Aloe Gilman, he knows you're not a Raven until you beat the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, these two teams are kind of limping into this game, but this is one of the unique rivalries in this league. And look, I can remember reading a whole lot about the last Bears-Packers meeting, and it's the first time in forever since they both had a winning record this late, and it's the first time the Bears have been this good in the fourth quarter in forever, and it's the first time a second-year Bears quarterback could throw for, you know, 3,800 yards. Like, this rivalry, more often than not, even when both teams aren't the best versions of themselves, has had supremacy in the division, or at least a wild card berth at stake. That's the norm. And it's happening again. We may not like all the optics of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's reason not to feel great about either team, but you're first viewed through the portal of the four teams you're clustered with, the other three that you play the most. And the Ravens or the Steelers could very well be the best of that bunch for whatever that's worth. And it might not be worth that much this year. It is worth a home playoff game. So, like, as much as I know it's easy to, like, poo-poo all this right now, it's one of the biggest games on the NFL schedule this year. And when these teams have met late in the year, it's pretty much always been one of the bigger games on the NFL schedule.
And who knows? Come week 18, it could be for the division when they both meet up again. But this is a fantastic rivalry, and especially with both of these head coaches, two longest tenured coaches in the NFL, 34 regular season games played between these two since 2008. 27 of them have been one-score games. You know they're going to be competitive. You know there's a ton on the line. And quite frankly, we've seen both sides it doesn't even matter who's at quarterback because we've seen upsets. Both teams pull them off with backups.
More from Aloe Gilman speaking yesterday after practice, and he was asked if the race stakes for Sunday's game weighs on the players.
For sure. I think that probably adds to it. I think in hindsight, you'd want to be obviously 10-2, 9-3, whatever you want to be. You want to be undefeated. But like just the opportunity that we get from going from 1-5 to 6-6, you know, it's like it kind of adds a little cherry on top. You know, it's the grind, it's the fight, and it means more because we're both fighting. But I feel like we've fought from a deeper hole. So it's like we can't go back. And the only way is to go is forward, and the first one is them. So start with them and go from there.
Interesting word, fight, because we were talking about the Steelers earlier, yeah. Jason, and whether or not they're going to show fight on Sunday, because there's one school of thought that they do come out like crazed animals, and the other one is, are they just checked out because this thing has gotten so bad for them?
Well, I'm guessing it's crazed animals. And if it's not, then yeah, then James Harrison might show up in the locker room and fight all of them. There's so much that's different about these games coming up now than like what we were thinking when the Steelers came here pretty late last season, like the scope of the offense now versus then, in particular, like it's just so different. And you think about what we were thinking about guys like Lake Likely and Bateman a year ago mm-hmm. versus now, what we were thinking about the offensive line a year ago versus now. What we were thinking about Derrick Henry on early downs a year ago versus now.
Everything involved. Just go back to August, your best roster in all of football, and then you get off to the slow start, and the Steelers have a 3.5 game lead, and then you chase them down, and both these teams coming off really disappointing losses. And if the Steelers don't come out and give the Ravens their best shot, jeez, it's over.
Let's hear from Rashad Bateman before we step out. Bateman talks about what needs to happen to get the offense back on track.
I think we just got to execute all plays. I think we just got to do whatever we got to do to be successful. There's a lot of areas that we got to clean up, but I feel like, you know, just all around football, we got to play better as offense.
For what it's worth, Todd Monken says he expects Lamar to play Sunday. He didn't practice today, but words are words. Can they do some of that?
Words are words.
Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. One very important man in this town once told us that.
Apples can't be...
You can't make oranges be peaches.
You can't.
You cannot.
You cannot.
Ray
you
Lewis said that. Yeah, you could try.
It'd get messy. Try to slam them together.
Yeah.
You should be wearing a wannabet bib when you do that. Otherwise, it'll get all over your shirt.
You should be able to figure that pretty quickly because you can bite into a peach. I would not advise biting into an orange. Because of this, yeah. So it's a different animal.
I bet you James Harrison could.
Oh, yeah, he could. Yeah. I would like to see him, like, if the Steelers come out flat, James Harrison go into that locker room at halftime.
Well, both of them. Man.
I'd like to see James Harrison. Football. I think James Harrison should be the next coach of the Steelers.
I would.
Ben, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Let's go. Like, if we're gonna get rid of Tomlin, let's go the complete opposite way.
That would be fun, at least.
Come on, Rooney's do the right thing.
Hey. Coming up next, Ravens and Steelers are on Sunday. It's also the Ravens will be celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl champion 2000 Ravens. Joining us next, the defensive coordinator from that team, Marvin Lewis, here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.